Put Him in Dresses, Part 2. Karen's excitement bubbled over as Claire described her purchases. Men are supposed to find suspenders sexy, Claire remarked, feeling a thrill at the thought of Mark trying them on. She sensed that he was eager to don the new outfits, though he didn't dare ask right away. Claire decided to make him wait until Friday evening, reinforcing the notion that this was part of his punishment. When Friday finally arrived, Mark came home early from work, a clear indication that he was looking forward to trying on his new clothes. By the time Claire had prepared dinner, he was already dressed and fully made up. He looked stunning, with shapely breasts and a feminine allure that left Claire breathless. The tasteful makeup only accentuated his beauty, making it impossible for her to resist him. Their dinner plans quickly took a backseat as passion ignited between them, leaving the food slightly overcooked. Karen couldn't help but tease Claire about her newfound dynamic with Mark. "And he stayed dressed as Mary all weekend?" she asked, eager for the details. "Of course," Claire replied, a smile creeping onto her face. She confirmed that Mark had tried on all the new outfits, and Karen inquired if Claire thought he was ready for Stage 3. "Stage 3? What's that?" Claire asked, intrigued. "That's where he wears women's underwear all the time, even when he's not dressed as Mary. It's time to take this to the next level," Karen explained with enthusiasm. "Wait, does that include when he's at work?" Claire's eyes widened in disbelief. "Definitely," Karen replied, her tone matter-of-fact. The idea thrilled Claire, and she laughed, asking if Mike wore women's underwear to work. Karen confirmed that he did, insisting it was an exciting twist. Claire wondered aloud about the potential for discovery. What if someone noticed the outline of a suspender clasp under Mark's trousers? "That's not my problem," Karen said, with a dismissive wave. "It'll teach him to be careful. You need to get Mark onto Stage 3. If he says no, remind him you'll send those photos to all his colleagues at work." Feeling a surge of defiance and power, Claire agreed to embark on this next phase. "Okay, Karen, Phase 3 it is. I'll speak to you next week. Bye. Bye." Karen's voice chimed, filled with encouragement as Claire hung up, her mind racing with possibilities and the tantalizing thrill of what lay ahead. Karen leaned back in her chair, a sly smile creeping across her face as she asked about Claire's husband. She was curious if Claire had managed to encourage him into what they jokingly referred to as Stage 3. Claire confirmed that she had succeeded, though there had been a bit of resistance. Her husband, dressed in a bra, panties, suspender belt, and stockings, had been slipping into his business suit each morning, a secret only they shared. With a playful nudge, Karen suggested it was time to move to Stage 4, which involved taking him out in public, dressed as Mary. Claire hesitated, concerned that her husband wouldn't be on board with such an audacious plan. Still, Karen was insistent. After all, this was a man who wore skirts on weekends and embraced his feminine side in private. It was only a matter of time before he would enjoy the thrill of being seen in public. A week later, Karen was eager to hear how the outing went. Claire explained that she had taken the plunge and suggested a drive. To her surprise, her husband protested, insisting that Mary was too shy to leave the house. However, Claire, armed with a new short-pleated skirt and the school uniform accessories Karen had provided, managed to coax him into agreeing. He needed a little convincing, and Claire told him how beautiful he looked, appealing to his vanity. After some back and forth, he relented, but only if she donned one of his miniskirts as well. Claire felt a twinge of jealousy, wishing to flaunt the new outfits he had been wearing. She obliged, slipping into a denim mini while he freshened up his makeup. When they finally stepped outside, Claire felt the thrill of exposing more leg than usual, the excitement palpable as they climbed into the car. They drove into a secluded country lane, where the tension turned into passion, leading to an intimate encounter that left both of them breathless. Their playful banter continued as they discussed the next stages of their little game. Karen proposed Stage 5, where Claire's husband would take on the role of a maid, responsible for all household chores. Claire was taken aback at first, but Karen assured her it was a delightful arrangement, sharing how her own partner, Molly, had flourished in such a role, donning a French maid's outfit that highlighted his charm. Claire's curiosity piqued, and she asked how she could get one of those alluring outfits. To her delight, Karen revealed that she had already sent one in the mail, promising it would arrive by the weekend. Claire could hardly contain her excitement. The following week, Claire was bubbling with enthusiasm. She revealed to Karen that she had indeed found her own French maid, whom she had whimsically named Marie. Though only available on Sundays, Marie was a charming addition to their household, dutifully keeping things tidy and calling Claire Madame. Claire promised to send a photo, eager to share this new chapter. As the month rolled on, Claire had more news to share. Mark had received a promotion, allowing him to work from home, a change that eliminated his daily commute and interactions with his stunning secretary, Amy McLaren. Karen saw this as the perfect opportunity for stage six, which involved Mark fully embracing his new identity as Marie. To Karen's astonishment, Claire revealed that she had already dressed him in maid outfits full-time. He completed his work chores in his new attire and was also responsible for maintaining their home. While Claire found the arrangement ideal, she did face one challenge. She had moved him out of the bedroom, believing it inappropriate to maintain romantic relations with someone in the servant role. Karen's curiosity bubbled over as she inquired about Claire's new lover. With a mischievous glint in her eye, Claire shared that her new partner had moved in just the day before and was treated to breakfast in bed, served by Marie in a particularly revealing maid's dress. Intrigued, Karen pressed for details about this new love interest. Claire coyly revealed the name Amy McLaren, the very same Amy who had been the object of Mark's past affections. Karen was taken aback, her mind racing with the implications. It seemed that Claire had orchestrated an elaborate plan all along, transforming their lives in ways they had only fantasized about. As Claire savored her triumph, she knew she had created a life filled with excitement, secrets, and unexpected turns,